Good morning, and welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show from WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers in Pike and Calhoun Counties, Illinois. Today we have Sergeant Mike Getten from the Illinois DNR. Thank you for being here, Mike.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know that you're a big outdoorsman. I know that you're a family man, you know, basically through get to know you through work. And we're really happy to have you here. And I am really excited to share with the listeners more about you as a outdoorsman. And what outdoor activities do you usually participate in, Mike?
Well, you know, as you know, because we've talked a lot about deer hunting, I'm a very avid deer hunter. I grew up hunting and fishing, and I grew up on the Illinois River, actually right here in this community. We'd go, you know, every week seemed like we were always out on the Illinois River and boating and skiing and tubing and you name it. So, you know, pretty much if it's outside, I'm into it. That's my thing, and that's what I enjoy doing, and I think it's important that, you know, we keep those traditions alive.
Yeah, man. So you grew up in the area doing all the things. Do you have some favorites? Do you have a favorite game to hunt, favorite fish to catch?
It's got to be deer. Okay. I mean, absolutely deer. I'm a very avid archery deer hunter. It's a huge part of me. I'm pretty involved in it. And it's certainly, you know, I would have to think had a tremendous influence on me pursuing this career as well. You know, it's to me, just like you, it's my life. It's a huge part of it anyways.
Absolutely. Is there a particular deer hunting experience that just rises to the top? Your absolutely favorite day in the woods?
Yeah. I mean, I believe it would have to go back to, you know, when my grandfather was alive, we'd always go, I'd go with my dad and my grandpa. We'd always go deer hunting up in Pike County is where we started out. But I'd say my favorite hunt was Copperhead Hollow. You're probably familiar with that. My family owned that farm. And so I remember very well my first deer. You know, I harvested it with a shotgun, and my dad was just down the line, so he was there for the experience as well. But I'd have to say that's probably number one on my list is just, you know, the thrill and the excitement of harvesting your first deer, you know, and it's definitely something I'll never forget.
How old were you?
You know what? I get asked that a lot, how old I was when I harvested my first deer, and I just honestly can't tell you. I remember very, very specifically. I remember my dad taking me to, afterwards I had a basketball game in Jerseyville, but I can't even recall if it was in grade school or in high school. I wouldn't think it'd be in high school. I think it was before that, but I honestly couldn't tell you. Of course, I struggle with remembering what I did yesterday too, so the fact that I remember the hunt itself is pretty exciting.
I struggle with DRS myself. all right, so father of two children.
Yep.
And you get them out in the woods. How did you introduce your kids to the outdoors?
Well, the same way I grew up. You know, we go camping on a regular basis. That's a you know, something we do all the time. In fact, I'm starting to almost get wore out already this summer from camping on my days off. But so, you know, introduced my kids to the outdoors we go camping. I'm very big into getting them outside, away from the electronics. You know, started out with fishing, you know, started taking them fishing at an early age. They really got into it. They're both girls. They're 11 and 7 now. Yeah, at a very early age, started taking them fishing, and then gradually started taking them deer hunting with me, which really affected my ability to be overly successful having a couple kids out there, but it was worth every minute. And over time, now they both have harvested deer themselves. And so they're in it, maybe not quite as much as I am, but they definitely enjoy it. And I think, you know, just having that, again, having them outside and away from the electronics and everything is priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did you get involved with the DNR?
Well, at a very early age, actually, when I was in second grade, I wrote a paper that I wanted to be a conservation police officer. You know, it was always something that was on my mind as a as in my when I was a child, and you know, as I got to high school and then, you know, moved on to college, it was always it was definitely the career choice that I was pursuing. But then really it was an internship that I did in college that really sealed the deal for me. You know, I always had this, growing up, like a lot of people now, I always had this fear of conservation, being a conservation officer and feeling like I was the fun police or whatever it may be. And, I was always concerned about that, but I did an internship, and, the officer I rode with did a phenomenal job with community policing, and, really set the, you know, showed me that, you know, just because you encounter a violation doesn't mean that you need to run with enforcement. You know, he did a phenomenal job communicating with the public, and it really guided me and helped me to realize that, you know what, this is something that I really think I could, you know, be successful in and hopefully make a difference.
And then with, you know, now that you're with the DNR, you have recently been promoted to sergeant. Mm-hmm. Which, congratulations.
Thank you.
I just found out when we talked about you coming in here. And so slightly different role. That being said, what's your favorite job, or what's your favorite part of the job overall, working outdoors in the, you know, conservation officer, you know, sergeant, overseeing or field day? What's the best part of the job?
You know, I think the best part of the job for me is just really trying to be a proactive member of the community, you mm-hmm. know? Honestly, I would have to say hunter safety courses are up at the top of my list of things to do. You know, it gives us an opportunity to engage the public in a non-enforcement situation. And to me, you know, it's really, really important to me that the public knows that they can rely on us. And, you know, that we're not just the fun police or whatever it is you want to call it. We are there. We're absolutely here for the public, you know, and it's very common when somebody calls us and gives us information, you know, they're fearful of how that's going to, what we're going to do with that information. Well, at the end of the day, what does that person expect of us? You know, what do they expect us to do with that information? You know, and so, you know, we have our primary objective is to, you know, pursue the intentional violator while educating the person that goes out and makes the honest mistake. So, you know, I think really trying to be there for the community and showing us as a, you know, just, you know, as a member of our local communities and even beyond that. So I think my favorite part of the job is trying to get that vision out there and making sure that especially our youth know that that's why we're here.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can tell that you have an affinity to youth and outdoors.
Oh,
and
absolutely. Very important, especially in today's times. Very much.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. Busy job, I'd imagine. I know during the hunting season, I have so little time running guys around, strategizing, hanging mm-hmm. stands, making sure, scouting, all these things. Then you got to go out and try and hunt yourself, because mm-hmm. that's what brought you into this, is the love of being outdoors, the love of hunting, fishing, even your shed hunting or whatever it is. It's just it feels good, and that's what helped me arrive at where I am, and you also. How do you manage that work life, work outdoors, work hunt, work fish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got any pointers for me on how I can do a better job for myself?
Well, I don't know. It's actually, it's probably one of the biggest misconceptions of the job. I've had a lot of people tell me, man, I would love to do what you do, but I like to hunt too much. Well, we work a very wide range of hours. So there's a lot of times I might not go on duty until 5 o'clock at night and work into, you know, through the night, you know. There's other times I get up early in the morning. If it's waterfowl season, you know, I might be up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to get where I need to be, and I'll work until, you know, early afternoon. So it's a balance of just trying to find, you know, your time. And you also have days off, you know. And so honestly, you know, I don't want this to get out too far, but I would argue that most of our officers that are outdoors would probably hunt more than most people because we work those hours, you know, just such a wide range of hours. So the opportunity is actually there. It's very realistic for us to get out and spend a lot of time in the outdoors.
Okay. Now, do you hunt mostly public, private?
Yeah, I've got a couple pieces of private property, but I, you know, like other people, I put in for special draw areas for the public land too, you know, try to switch it up and everything. So yeah, I've got a couple pieces of private property, but honestly, in this area, there's a substantial amount of public ground that it would be impossible to overhunt, in my opinion. So there's a lot of opportunities there, but yes, I personally do have a couple private pieces of property that I do hunt on, yeah.
All right, if we are on a weekend and you catch a tail, might be me following you out to your favorite public spot.
Oh boy.
So we're going to take a break for a word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Jonathan Prane with Tarrant Harmon Real Estate Auction and Outdoor Properties. We will have an online auction coming to Jersey County. It's 47.83 total acres. Bidding opens on August 10th and ends August 19th. We're selling this property in three tracts, 25 tillable, a 13 residential development, and another 9-acre tillable tract. For more information, visit bid.tarrantandharmon.com or give me a call, Jonathan Prane, 618-225-0568.
Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show from the WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers in Pike and Calhoun counties. With me, we have Sergeant Mike Getten. Mike, I'm just so excited that you're here today. You know, the idea of people getting to know you as an outdoorsman is truly important to me. You know, again, the respect I have for officers like yourself, as well as your organization, work closely together in terms of doing our best to manage resources from a hunting perspective. If you don't mind, take a moment and tell our listeners a little bit about your role at the DNR and the counties that you oversee, please.
Sure. So I'm a sergeant. I'm a supervisor over Jersey, Madison, Macoupin, Montgomery, and Bond County. So right now I have eight officers that work under me, but we also, that's the area I supervise, but we work really, really good as a, district to district. So a lot of the officers in the districts around me, they'll come into our district and assist us and vice versa. So, our role is obviously first and foremost public safety. And then we also have natural resource protection. In our area, we have a metro area, so our job drastically changes, compared to, if you go to Southern Illinois, where it's, miles and miles of wide open land, So our job's going to change a lot from here to different areas of the state as well.
And then overall, I think that you have a great perspective on this. You've kind of explained to me. I'd love for our listeners to hear more about how you view the job or the mission of the IDNR.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously as conservation police officers, our job is, when we have intentional violators, whether it's fishing, hunting, even boating, criminal activity, all that, our job is to pursue the intentional violator, but we also want to educate the public, and I think one of the biggest things is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think a lot of times, especially when it comes to compliance checks for hunting and fishing, I think people see us and are initially fearful of the presence, but a huge part of the job is to just go up and talk to people. And so one thing that I really enjoy about the compliance checks is the fact that most of the people we encounter are legally participating in outdoor activity. So it's great. We just get to communicate with them in a different aspect than what most law enforcement officers get to. So, our mission, obviously, depending on the time of year, is obviously, it's always going to be public safety. And then when it comes to, recreation activities, obviously resource protection is extremely important to us as well.
All right. And then with the field officers that you oversee, what's most important in terms of what you try to portray to them?
So, as I've mentioned before, I'm very big in being an active member in the community and at least trying my best to be. And so, basically, what I ask my officers to do is I expect them to go to work every day. I expect them to talk to the public with respect 100% of the time. And I expect them that to not take, you know, make sure that the amount of enforcement action is appropriate based on the offense that was committed. You know, I tell my officers all the time, if somebody doesn't deserve a ticket, do not write a ticket. You know, if they don't deserve a warning and a verbal warning is appropriate, give them a verbal warning. You know, there's no pressure whatsoever to write, to write a citation or even a warning if the job can be done by just simple communication and presence. So for me, you know, the biggest thing for me, what I expect out of my officers is the community police. You know, be a positive role model in the community.
All right, and you know, a lot of times, as I would imagine that hunters, fishermen out there, they get this book at Walmart or, you know, over here at Outrageous Outdoors or Farm and Home, and they got this thick manual. You know, there's a lot of information in there.
Yes,
what
it
kind
is.
Of suggestions would you have, you know, with regard to navigating that?
Yeah, and that's going back to what I said about the hunter safety classes. It's a great opportunity because it's very intimidating. You know, somebody hands you a digest and says, well, here's the law. It's very, very intimidating. But even in a hunter safety class, when you've got these young kids in there, it's actually very rewarding to see their ability to navigate through there. You know, by the end of the class, you can ask them a question and they go to the table of contents and they know, okay, well, I'm looking for upland game violation. So they take it to a new page. So I think the best advice I can give when it comes to hunting is I'm going to tell you right now, our officers cannot quote everything out of that digest. It's very complex. So the best advice I can give is to really concentrate on the species you're pursuing. You know, if I'm going deer hunting, I'm not too concerned about what the limit is on waterfowl. If I'm going, you know, dove hunting, I need to concentrate on that. I'm not too concerned about having a deer permit. So it's actually quite simple to really simplify it. If people would just look at that digest, go to the table of contents. There's one section that's really important, which is your statewide regulations, where you talk about, you know, transporting firearms, hunting without permission, blaze orange requirements, you know, so forth. But it's an intimidating digest, but I can assure you if people would actually just take a few minutes to actually really look at it, it really simplifies things for them.
All right. Okay. And, you know, like we're talking about, that digest is many pages. We can simplify it down in terms of what season. But you're working, and it's all seasons. Right. Yep. It's 365. What does a typical year look like for a conservation officer?
Yes. So I would say this is probably my second favorite thing aside from, the community, the hunter safety, the getting the kids outside. Honestly, what I love about the job is the diversity of the enforcement. And so, for us, our job changes from January 1 all the way till the end of the year. And so, obviously, during the hunting seasons, our focus is absolutely we're in game warden mode. That's what we are doing. Generally around September, we really start prepping. Well, even before that, because you've got dove and squirrel and early waterfowl seasons. But we have that transition phase into the hunting season. And it's really a kind of an exciting moment because you get tired of what the summer brings, all the, you know, craziness and everything. So we basically will have the hunting season. Once that wraps up, you know, in January or February, even so much as into March for some species, now we transition into the spring. So really you kind of get burnt out for the year on dealing with the same craziness of that the winter months will bring. But then we transition. Now it's springtime, so now we get to start communicating with the fishermen, you know. And as summer progresses, now we have all the crazy boating activity, and even the traditional police work. You know, we do a lot of criminal enforcement, especially on department lands. We deal with narcotics. You know, people wanting on warrants. Same traditional police work that most agencies have. Excuse me. And then once again, once that craziness, you know, has come to pass, now we're transitioning right back. So I really like the consistent changing in types of law enforcement. You know, I've one of my coworkers always says we're the Swiss Army knife of law enforcement, and I think that's kind of neat because it's true. You know, we really do enforce everything, and it's nice to have a consistent change of pace from the beginning of the year to the end.
Yeah. I the first time we met, that's something I was actually really impressed with. Maybe I didn't understand that about conservation officer. I had a question on paperwork. I came down, I met you. You were in Grafton. That was the easiest place for me to meet you. And somewhere along there, you had shared that, you know, you were working a drug case. And I was like, what? And then you were passionate about that aspect as well. And it brought another dimension that I had never seen before, or really thought about. So I think that's really great. I'm really impressed by that we have, I guess, another state officer that is able to work for, you know, the best interests of the common population, mm-hmm. as well as natural resources.
Yeah.
You want to share your phone number with the listeners so they can reach out to you if need be?
Absolutely. And yeah, I'm more than happy with giving you my card. You can post it on your with your I assume social media.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, my number is 618-578-4374. I get, you know, calls and texts all the time. I have my phone on me 100% of the time. If I don't answer, it's because I'm tied up. But you know, if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you know see a spotlight out the window and you hear a gunshot, don't wait till the next day to call and report that. Number one, there's a very good chance me or somebody else is working. Number two, if we're not, there's a very good chance, you know, our officers are very passionate about serving and protecting the public. There's a very good chance they're going to throw a uniform on and go out. So if you see something like that, don't hesitate. You know, don't tell us a month later or 2 months later that, yeah, this happened and I was frustrated. Call us. You know, we're always going to make ourselves available, at least to the best of our ability.
Awesome. Well, hey, thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think it's important. And a few listeners out there, hopefully it was informative. Hopefully it was fun. Maybe pick something up that you didn't know from before you tuned in today. So thanks again. Look forward to next time.
Thank you.
Hunting and fishing, loving every day. I want to see them tall pines sway. Y'all close them eyes, let's go there in our mind. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. That's the prayer this country boy prays. Thank God he made me this way. Hunting and fishing and loving every day. Black coffee in the morning.